To the perpetual new machine. We are your pioneers of poor decisions. I'm Bill.
I am the King of Dragons.
And I'm still special guest Eric. So, our poor decision for this month was a Steam game, because we're really good about that, called
Timon
Dragons
and Bug Drop.
And not profit as in underpants profit. No, profit as in, like, religious, I guess? I don't know.
Prophecy. Like Muad'Dib.
Prophecy.
Exactly.
Don't encourage Sid and his Dune-ass references that
I did. Why the hell not?
Anywho's. So, this is another... So, we actually got into this game because on their Steam page, they have what's called the Metal Trailer, which opens with the line... The first Metal Man was birthed by a dragon god. And then it goes to the next scene and it says, a drag god. And,
yeah.
then,
and then it just proceeds
everything
to...
else as super metal. Unfortunately,
yes.
When we got in the game, spoiler alert, not quite as metal.
Nope, not even a little.
Not even
those trailers. Oh man, that was some effective marketing right there.
Goddamn right. Well,
it's like... Why didn't you actually make that game instead of advertising that game and not making that game?
What are the guys that made that trailer up to? Can they make a game?
Make a game? Because that game looks awesome. Anyway, what the Stars page says about this game is it's from the creators of Runes of Magic. Ooh,
we should play that.
Oh, God. I will murder you through the internet, Bill.
That is assuming that I do not murder you through the internet for this piece of shit we're having to do next month.
That's good.
But I just like to put this out there. Runes of Magic is a game I downloaded many years ago, spent probably about 8 hours installing, played for 40 minutes, and just uninstalled it immediately thereafter, and turned it down to play Final Fantasy XI, to give you some perspective on where it rates on the spectrum.
It made Sid play Final Fantasy XI.
Do you really want to play that, Eric?
No, I don't want to touch that. Anyway, so from the creators of that wonderful pile of... pissing off Sid, I don't know. Dragon's Prophet is a free-to-play fantasy MMO that transports you to the breathtaking world of Aurasia, a realm where dragons fill the sky. Incorrect. That sky was very empty of dragons.
Yeah, the dragons walked around
really.
A lot.
No, there were plenty of dragons.
Most of the dragons were on the ground, though.
Yeah, but they were on the ground. They did not fill the sky. The sky was pretty empty of clouds.
Aside from players.
Yeah. For thousands of years, the epic wars between ancient dragons have threatened to plunge Aurasia into chaos. Now, an even greater danger has emerged that threatens the very existence of the realm. Explore the vast land as you attempt to capture, train, ride, and fight hundreds of unique dragons. Because that has no connection to the preceding paragraph. But yay, that's the game.
But that's a substantial feature. It's like the one good feature, so I'll allow it.
Just it doesn't.
Yeah, that was.
Did someone say features?
Oh no!
Dragons
everywhere.
In a world shaped by dragon kind, hundreds of unique dragons roam the lands. Capture, train, ride, and fight them, in that order. To unlock their unique skills and abilities. Action-based combat system. It's based on action, but it's not actually action. Dragon's Prophet uses a unique auto-target and combo system that immerses players in visceral battles and action gameplay. This system gives players a higher degree of control and a wider range of tactical options than traditional MMOs. Beautiful, immersive world. Players are transported to the breathtaking world of Aurasia, which is filled with amazingly detailed landscapes, mysteries, challenges, and monsters await players as they fight not just for their own survival, but for the survival of the entire realm. Unique player classes. Players will choose from four! Four, Sid! Four!
I know, distinct it's a lot of choice.
To begin their journey into Aurasia. Whether they prefer to get in close, shoot an arrow into a dragon's eye, after you, you know, capture, train, and ride them, or blast a group of goblins with ranged DPS, there's a class for every player. Your Dragon Destiny. The dragons a player captures will shape their character and, ultimately, their fate. Will you be a legendary fighter? Can you capture and train a dragon that will stand alongside you in the heat of battle? Capturing the right dragons is the difference between life and death. Revolutionary MMO meets free-to-play. Enter the world of Aurasia for free and immerse yourself in the world where dragons abound. Obtain loot through gameplay or just buy it. Station cash. R. So, that's Dragon's Prophet. We did it.
Yay.
Hooray!
We did it.
So, I will say that, the combo system, the combat system in this game, I did have quite a lot of fun with.
Yeah.
Because it felt above average. Yeah, it felt kind of like what Terra was trying to do.
And failing to.
Yeah, and this got closer.
Oh, much closer. It wasn't quite as streamlined as I'd say Neverwinter's was.
It's not there yet, but it's...
Right.
Yeah, it was a little...
It's continuing the trend where we're getting... MMOs that are going, oh, hey, we have to do a little bit more than just be a really shitty action RPG.
Yeah. Like, Neverwinter had designed into its whole system the fact that you're only going to have five buttons. You have Q, E, R, and then 1 and 2, in addition to your mouse clicks, and those are the only... like attacks you're going to have, and it kept things simple, and it focused that into its character leveling, into its, you know, character like subclassing, all that kind of stuff. It was actually quite elegant in that way. And the one way that this one kind of fell short was in not following that. You quickly, I think I only got to like maybe level 20, and even at level 20, I had, you know, two or three more abilities than comfortably fit in, like, a nice, concise hotbar. But where this game actually excelled over Neverwinter and was closer to Terra is that you would get some moves that were actually modifiers of existing moves that you could pull off by just hitting, like, one of your, like, 1, 2, E or something, and then between, like, repeated presses of that and combined with, like, left and right mouse click would allow you to do some really amazing combos.
Yeah, the combo system on it, like, it lets you just click if you want to do that. If that's your jam, just click and things will happen. Mm-hmm. But there's an actual combo system that you can look into and sink your teeth into and have fun
with. So my favorite one, so I picked a ranger. Oh, yeah, by the way, time to introduce...
Classes. And characters.
Characters. So we decided to stick with the metal theme for this month, even though the game itself wasn't metal. So I made a ranger named Spinal Tapper, and he had long, flowing, blonde locks like some guy from Spinal Tap. And looked like a fool.
I played a lady named Lokitar, because it's the most metal instrument that I could think of. I had a big sword, because great sword is best sword.
Great sword is best sword.
Obviously.
However, I put together an Iron Maiden. And I went with I think it was supposed to be the cleric class.
There was no
cleric. Except it was equipped with a scythe.
There's no healing.
And never cast any healing spells.
Yep.
which I found out you can only get from dragons.
Yep, you can summon a dragon pet, and he's your healer.
Yep, or you can just have him. There were skills that the dragons had that you could equip as skills you could actively use.
Which I never figured out.
But they had a separate MP bar for them, which was kind of cool.
There were so many bars. There was like 7 bars at any given time.
It wasn't that bad, Bill.
No, there were. There were 3 up top. There were 3 down below, and then there was the stamina bar. There were 7 bars.
I never figured out what the bar above the stamina bar was.
No, the experience bar was at the bottom of the screen. I left that one on purpose.
So, anyway. So my ranger, surprisingly, most of my damage came through melee attacks, which I thought was strange.
You used your body technique.
Yay. But, so I had a combo that I had keyed to my E button, which were a series of, like, kick-ass kicks that would stun guys and, like, knock them around. It was awesome.
And kick them in their ass.
Yep. So, like, as an example of the way that this combo system worked, I could do 3 kicks with just the E button. So E, you know, 3 times, and that would actually send them, like, anybody I hit with that 3rd kick up in the air. And then I can continue that combo with a left click, which would actually send my guy up in the air, and he would shoot down and, like, rain a big AoE blast arrow down under him. And then I could hit right click after that to come spinning down with an axe kick from out of the air, doing even more AoE damage when I landed. So you have EEE left click, right click as an entire combo, and it was phenomenal how much different cool crap you could do. I mean,
I think I might actually have a screenshot of you doing that we can throw up for the listeners.
I mean, even
because that was a cool combo. Took 1,000 pictures.
Even my basic attack.
I only took 500.
Even my basic attack, it's like, so if I just held right click, it would do like a power up shot. But if I hit left click to do 1 standard attack and then right click, it would do this kind of like light multi like homing arrow shot, kind of imagine Panzer Dragoon. But if I could do up to 3 like standard left click attacks, and if I did the 3rd one and then did the right click, it would do like 6 homing arrows. And so the combo system they had here was actually really intricate and really well done. I would like to see that in more games. Like even like non-MMO games, I thought their combat system was actually really cool, and just stringing together moves in a logical way using very limited variety of button presses.
Yeah, and you could actually mix the combos together. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I had a few that were like activate the base ability, then click for a normal attack, except it pulls out something else. Then you can click the ability again to follow it up, or you can click a separate ability and then click to swing normally, and then blow the finishers on both of them one after the other.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there was room to be creative and just sort of balance what you needed at any given moment.
Yeah.
And it all just sort of flowed really well.
So
and for the fighter, I didn't play nearly as much as Sid, so there may be more to it. But one of the main things that I noticed for combo is my right click did a different thing depending on how many times I had just left clicked.
Yes.
Like every left click cycled through a different ability for right click, and they all did different things.
Which was cool.
Yeah, that was kind of neat. I interrupted Derek, though.
Oh, I was just going to say that, yeah, like going off of Sid's point, so the combos had a very generous lag time. So if you set up a combo, it would switch, you know, and if you had different attacks that would trigger off of a different attack, those alternate attacks would stay up for a bit. And unless you did another attack that would overwrite what those alternate attacks were going to be. So it's like I had one combo that, you know, my kick combo, and then I had another combo that would do this kind of dash attack that would also change up what my right clicks did. But as long as I did, you know, actions that didn't overwrite what my, like, click functions were, I could string those together and mix them up and still, you know, hit, you know, with, like, the crazy, like, jump up in the air and come smashing back down. with a bunch of other stuff as long as I didn't overwrite what those were going to be. And it was actually really cool.
Right. What I found super interesting about my class, I think that I was supposed to be the tank, but I didn't have a provoke ability.
I was supposed to do that manually. I don't think this game figured out hate mechanics on any level, really.
I think I drew a lot of hate, and I'm pretty sure that I was supposed to be the tank class, because almost all of my attacks were charge at the enemy attacks and local AoEs to bring in more people.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think all it was is just putting myself in as much danger as possible.
Holy Trinity. I mean, you had, I think, two close range attackers. You had the fighter and the oracle. And then you had two ranged attackers, the ranger and the sorcerer. But I think that was more just about your playstyle and less about your role.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like...
It's like, do you want to use body technique or throw fireballs?
Right. And, of course, like, the close-up guys could take a little bit more punishment because they had to get up close. And the range guys had more dodgy, technical avoidy stuff.
Dodgy dudes. I had a cartwheel.
Yep. I saw your cartwheel. Slow and useless.
Yep, it was
awful. My dodge was amazing balls.
Yeah. My dodge was actually charge. And that's fine. I effectively used it for that purpose. I got away from an attack by fighting a second thing. Didn't pan out well, by the way.
Yeah, I just had a combo out of like a couple of my close range attacks that were just an immediate like shadow step in any direction I wanted.
Yeah, that was
pretty damn slick.
You know what else was pretty useful? Getting a fucking dragon?
Yeah.
How about we talk
about the part where the first quest in the game gives you a flying mount that does all this crazy shit?
Yeah.
Can also summon at any time as a pet.
Strongest first 20 minutes of a game we've played in a long time.
Yeah.
Just absolutely. Like, here, have a dragon go fly around the level and then send it to eat all of your enemies.
Yeah. You actually brought up an interesting point. I never really compared MMOs to a single-player narrative experience before. Fucking all the games we play are just, here is a scrolling wall of text of lore. Please care about our world. It's never
There was a lot of that in this game, but it was immediately overshadowed by, holy shit, they just gave us a dragon. This is amazing. Let's go stampede about.
Yeah, it was skippable, and if you didn't, it wasn't all that long either.
Yeah. And it didn't matter. They gave you a fucking dragon, and that was amazing.
I think a lot of things, in this game, they realized that the real appeal of the game was in the gameplay mechanics.
Yeah.
Like, the combat is solid. The dragons are hilariously awesome. There were some, it did hit, the dragons were hit pretty hard with the free-to-play stuff because you only had two dragon slots.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unless you paid station cash, which is kind of like, aw.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. That's a strong sell.
And, I looked at them, and I do have some station cash left over from our Planetside game.
Carryover?
Yeah, of course. It's PlayStation.
It's tied to your Sony account.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Okay.
Yep.
Station cash, I get it now.
Exactly.
Moving on.
But, I mean, even then, like, the first, like, I think the first slot cost less than a dollar.
Yeah. I want to jump in and say they did a phenomenal job of figuring out the strategy for their monetization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They start out with, like, oh, yeah, the first slot's 99 cents. The second slot is, like, $2.
$2.
And it just sort of slowly creeps up to the point where it's like, do I really want to spend $6 on another slot?
Oh, shit.
But at the same time, you can go, man, the first one's only $1. I can spend $1 to unlock a slot so I can have more dragons.
This game was clearly made by some people that were paying some fucking attention.
Yeah.
This, yeah. they sat down and they spent a lot of time thinking through how they wanted to do this.
Like, to be honest, you know, I missed the first night, and so I was playing to catch up, mm-hmm. and I was having a lot of fun. If I had more time and less things to play, I'd probably give this, you know, some more time.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Sid, how, like, you yeah, actually played quite a bit.
I racked up 40 hours.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And what level did you get up to?
Fuck if I know, like, 20, I want to say 27 or something around there.
Yeah, not which is actually 30. Pretty good progress for an MMO.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually trying to get to 30 because I think there is mounted dragon combat that opens up at 30.
But, yeah, you can get mounted dragon combat.
But I wasn't able to get there
skills.
By the end of the month, so.
I was wondering about that because it switches you over to a whole nother skill bar when you mount.
Yeah. So
that's pretty cool.
I wanted to try and get there so I could report on that for us, but then.
Oh, well.
It didn't happen, so.
We had to mounted dirigible combat, so it.
Yeah.
Oh, dirigible combat.
Oh, man.
But, I didn't realize that was.
The whole episode.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was in there. That's pretty cool. I paid remarkably little attention to this game because I was fairly busy with things. But I've got plenty of time to pay attention to February's game, so I'm sure that'll be worth all of my effort.
Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm. Some butts. At least we're gone for the last week of this.
Exactly,
February.
Exactly. We needed to pick something that would make Eric and I furious enough to leave the country.
I really don't know if I'll be able to go back to it on Tuesday. Like, I really, oh God.
Well, you can do it. You can
anyway.
Do it.
Oh, I hated it so much.
Dragon's Prophet.
Dragon's Prophet. Dragon's Prophet. Sid, what else is on your notepad?
Well, the freaking Christmas event, which Eric managed to miss on night two.
I also missed
possibly
it.
The highlight.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I played through it. It was pretty fun.
I think that was when
like
I
a giant Christmas
went,
zone.
Went to sleep because I was super sick.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
But it was basically what do you call it? Like a tower defense mini game with like snowmen turrets and giant hulking
Yetis that stole presents.
Chris Kringle gorillas and snowballs you had to run around and pick up. But we found the bizarrest thing. If you pick up more than 150 snowballs, mm-hmm. you lose some snowballs and you turn into a snowman for a while.
Good.
So
this is sense making.
No, I don't know. It was just really amusing and a fun little event. We actually spent
like
a fair amount of time on it, and it was just a blast. We were coordinating who had to recharge the turrets and who was taking care of which positions, and it was just a lot of screaming on vent and chaos and having a good time with it.
Cool. Sad I missed out on that.
Yeah, I did that, and it was a fun little game. I could tell that it'd be a lot more fun if I had friends.
Yes.
Aw.
Missed out.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that happens. I think that was a large chunk of this game for me was, like, I could have played on an off night and goofed off, but I didn't want to. And anytime one of you guys were online, there was something else to play. And, like, towards the end of the month, you guys, Brian especially, were pretty sick of it. And towards the start of the month, I was pretty sick. Just in general.
So I think my main...
I missed out on all the peak parts, I think.
I think my main complaint about the game actually
was I
has to
climb into that volcano.
Yes, that too. But the itemization was kind of off.
Yeah.
Inventory is bunk.
Itemization, I'm actually going to disagree with you to some extent. I think it's off, but it's off because when they sat down and designed this, they went, we want to create a Skinner box.
Well,
and I mean, it shows, but I think that some of the other decisions they've made elsewhere around the crafting system feed into that and support it.
Yeah. See, but that's my problem.
Sinister.
That's my problem, is that, so the itemization is very, very heavy on crafting. Like, you rarely, if ever, get gear for quests, and gear drops are few and far in between.
Yeah, we almost got to level 20, and I was wearing a level 7 thing.
Yep.
Did you guys, like, not take your little level-up boxes?
We did.
We did, but they're...
That's not enough, Sid. That doesn't count. That's...
For me, my level 15 craftable weapon from my weapon box, not only did I have to go back and grind up my weapon smithing in order to make it, but it was also the wrong weapon. Like, I was a... gunblade guy, because I liked getting in the scrap, and it's like, nope, here, have a bow.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
Mine constantly gave me single-handed weapons. I was just like, is this a joke? Are you joking with me? This sword isn't nearly large enough. So I got to, like, level 13 or something with a level 3 sword.
Yeah, that's the other thing is that this
anything else.
For it didn't seem to matter.
Awful, yeah, it didn't seem to matter because I did not put a single point into any of my abilities.
That was really funny.
Or skill trees for
when
the entire
I that we
month,
do that.
And I did fine.
Yep.
I died precisely once, and that was when I aggroed a level appropriate boss and the entire room of minions.
So.
You also died once when you challenged a very unlevel appropriate boss, I assume.
Everyone ran into the Draco Lich at some point.
I didn't run into the Draco Lich. I was talking about that fire giant.
Yay, level 90 fire giant we tried to take on at level 18.
To which I have a picture of me standing over his burning corpse, by the way.
Who killed it?
I don't know.
Some high level fire.
Anyway,
there was a dead one when we got there, and there was a live one killing everybody else, so I snuck over to the dead one.
That's funny. But but my biggest problem with the design of it is, like, I wouldn't mind so much if, you know, everything was very heavily crafting-based, and, you know, they made gathering crafting mats, like, just almost like getting coins in Mario. I told myself early on, it's like, well, I'm just going to forget about crafting mats, and I couldn't do it.
I did.
And that slowed down my progress significantly.
I threw it in the trash.
Yeah, especially since you were incredibly limited on your inventory space, which sucks.
Yeah, that was...
secondly, the crafting system is one of the most obtuse, like, hard-to-decipher crafting systems I've come across.
Good.
It's, I can understand where they're going with it, but the interface and all the different components and things and modifiers and, oh, well, you can combine these things into this stuff, and that can give you a percentage chance to make a this thing, but here's the thing that does this, but no.
Yeah, but here's
like,
the thing, Eric.
God.
You can ignore, like, most of that with no ramifications.
But still, it's part of the crafting system. And
it is, but it's there if you want to put way too much time and effort into it.
I think
you can just go, here's the basic pattern, here's the ingredients, give me my item.
Right. I think that system, I mean, if they wanted to put that much intricacy into it, gate
it could be done
a bit.
Better.
Like, don't get into the, you know, little potions and crap that can give you 0.2% on your attack speed if you make a weapon with one until, like, you get up into the high levels of crafting. Because just all at once, it was just overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, it was really bad all at once.
Yeah, it's just like...
That's part of the reason why I just gave up on it. I was just like, what is all this garbage? What is...
So much garbage.
Like, why is this taking up all of my
inventory space
possible?
Yep.
I did like how the... even as you're leveling up your crafting, you can just take everything apart, and one of the things it will give you is an item that you use to enhance current equipment, because they had... Did you find this? There was
No.
There was a screen where you could enhance equipment.
See?
And it gave you four different options. It was like physical, magical, and then some durability and something else that I don't remember or care about. And every time you enhanced it, there was a percent chance to fail and reduce maximum durability of that item.
Mm-hmm.
And you could use these, like, extra components that came out of disassembling items to increase the chance of that enhancement being successful.
Huh. So, yeah, I never even found that screen.
So it all sort of fed back into itself in terms of the crafting system. And I thought that was well designed, although you have a fair point that it's just needlessly complex.
Yes.
On some level, and a lot of that could have been either omitted or just held off until much further in.
Exactly.
But
yeah, crafting shouldn't be that complex.
It was well designed. It just wasn't thought out as well as the rest of some of the stuff.
I feel like crafting shouldn't be that complex unless it's such a core part of the gameplay and you actually have something interesting to bring to the table. Just chucking spreadsheets at you is bad.
Yeah, and then when you made magic items, all the stats were randomized. So you were going to be pulling all that stuff apart and going, well, what do I do with these components now? Oh, look, I can make the next thing better.
Great. Yeah, no crafting unless you are crafting literally everything from the ground up, and that's the point. Let's make a pledge.
No, I think that's a bit extreme, Bill.
Okay, no obtuse crafting. Like, I'm okay with some of the crafting. Like, the crafting in Guild Wars 2 was brilliant.
Yeah.
Because it stored everything separately, it was ignorable, and it wasn't hard to figure out.
Yeah, the only problem was is that putting all the mats on the auction house and then just buying gear every five levels was...
Turns out to be so goddamn efficient.
Yep, so efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was there if you wanted to do it, and that's fine. I feel like that is completely okay, and that's what I want to see. If you have crafting in your game, make that the option, where you can either craft and not spend your whole life doing it, or sell the materials at a rate that's balanced where you can buy the stuff also.
That didn't really have that option here because turns out the economy in this game is kind of not there.
Well, the auction house doesn't work, which is fun.
No, the auction house works. It works poorly, and it's not stocked.
Well, the search function... does not
work. Oh, the search function is garbage.
And, yeah, like for, to, have a working, to have a working...
it's case-sensitive?
You have to.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's case-sensitive. Also, you have to know the name of the item from the first point letter on, because if you...
And have the right category.
Yep, because if you put in something, like, say I've got the something-something battle axe, and you just search for battle axe, it'll be like, I can't find anything with the name battle axe, because it doesn't start with battle axe.
And then you go into weapons, and there's like 18,000 battle axes listed.
Yeah.
Yep, pretty dumb.
I didn't even touch the auction house. I haven't... We used to have a regular feature where we figured out how long it took me to break the auction house, and I haven't even bothered in a long time.
Yeah, you've been slacking on that. You better pick up.
Is this what depression is?
You need to pick up your game next month, Bill.
Actual auction house in forever.
Yeah, we haven't found a good auction house in a while, so. Yeah. I guess Neverwinter had an okay one, but I didn't really bother with that either. If I remember right. But anyway, yeah, I didn't even bother with that in this game, and I'm pretty glad that I didn't. That sounds awful.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't pretty bad. The fact that these guys, they put together something where they integrated their game with Twitch TV.
Yep, that's
this
whole thing now.
You actually got it running, too.
Yeah, I got it running. I think it died after like a half hour of streaming, but I have no idea if that's the game or Twitch.
Yeah.
But
I remember you...
I got it set up and it was streaming pretty well.
I remember you linking me that while I was cooking. And I was just like, okay, well, this isn't working. So I'm just going to leave this open in a tab until I hear some confusing fantasy magic bullshit and I'm going to yell at you. And then you literally did. That happened like 20 minutes later because I was sitting
there
eating
dinner and I figured out the settings.
I forgot that I had done it. I was just like, why does this video that I'm watching suddenly sound like garbage?
No, I really like that they put that in there because, you know, that's a thing now in the industry. And integrating that straight into your game is actually really sensible. I have issues about security and passwords probably being compromised by putting it through a game that may or may not know what the hell it's doing in terms of security. But
this isn't some, you know, just jackass development. This is Sony Online Entertainment, and
they're just a publisher.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is the reason why this game probably has the integration with Twitch is because that's kind of Sony's new jam. Like, they're doing it with the PlayStation, they're doing it with this game. I think they're about to set it up with on PlanetSide. Like, that's their new thing.
Yeah. But that is a feature I would like to see in future games as well, because that's just nice to have that integrated.
Well, then play Sony games.
Yeah, well, Sid.
Why would I do that?
I'd like the record to state that when I said Sid, I had a fart that begun and ended with that word.
Bill, you're just making this the most unclassy operation we've had in a while.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Yeah,
I'm still recovering from the Sausages Festival. So.
It's very true.
And also, I'm the one that has to suffer for this, oh god. Going over here. So what else you got, Sid? What else is in your notepad? I don't remember.
I actually have a fair bit of notes. Talk about something else, but I'll get back to you.
Crash to talk. Brian should fell out of the game.
Crash to play the game for more than 30 minutes at a time. This game constantly crashes to desktop.
I never had it crash once.
I had it crash once or twice.
It's not a stable game.
Like, I know Rhea spent all day downloading it, got to run for a little bit, and then it crashed. And she tried to run it again for a noob night, and the game would never launch again.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, I can one-up that. My friend Jeremy tried to get this installed, realized, I need a new operating system, went out and ordered that, and came back the following week, and just for the next, like, week and a half, he was trying to get it to run, and just...
How do you need a new operating system?
Because it doesn't run on Windows XP.
Because that game...
That is a thing now.
Operating system is 1,000 years old?
Yeah. That's very true.
I actually got a Windows 7 machine at work this week.
We're still on XP, but...
Well, Microsoft stopped...
The speed of government.
So that's not going to last too long.
We hope.
But, some people just strictly couldn't play, so that's great.
Yeah.
Crashed to launch.
Also, the database error messages.
What?
Every 3 seconds. Did you guys not get that?
Oh, I didn't.
Nope.
In the chat box, it was constantly saying database error something, something, something.
I ignore chat boxes. What are you doing?
No, I definitely was not seeing that. I must have been the only one that, like, didn't have any technical problems, because the game ran flawlessly for me.
Yeah. It ran pretty dang well for me. It crashed a couple times, I think, but that's it.
Yeah,
That's no worse than literally anything else we've played, so...
Yeah, like this one was surprisingly stable.
Yeah.
Great. Well, the only other stuff I seem to have is a whole bunch of quotes and just the dragon skill sets and how you could raise your dragon was actually pretty well done.
I like the How to Train Your Dragon. The only thing that I didn't like that I thought was kind of cheesy was so one thing you could do is, like, each dragon you captured had a unique set of skills that it had. And you could set two dragons to train together, and they'd get some training experience and other things. But you'd also get the chance of one dragon teaching another dragon something.
Cool. Yep.
And the only problem with those
skills
is if one dragon that had a not so desirable skill ended up training the other one that shit skill, you had to pay actual money to untrain that skill.
Not entirely true. I actually looked into that because that was pissing me off when I was setting up my dragons. There's an item in the cash shop around that, but there's also like this currency you can get by completing daily missions
that you can
use in lieu of actual money to buy that item.
Really? Okay, yes.
so it's like two or three days worth of completing dailies, and you can actually buy the item that will let you.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's neat. Fair.
Yeah.
So
we didn't mention how awesome the process of capturing a dragon is, by the way.
Oh, God.
That was like the best goddamn part.
I definitely got pictures of that.
It was a rodeo.
I'm pretty sure I got pictures of one of you capturing like a dragon.
Fucking Bronco.
So it didn't have the interface, but it was still really weird.
Oh, yeah. And the best part is so the whole mechanic for capturing dragons is kind of like taming a bucking bronco in Red Dead Redemption. Mm-hmm. You had to keep your balance centered, and you did that by tapping the directional keys, you know, WASD, very rapidly. And so to the point where...
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting, but you could definitely hear it on other people's machines. So I remember I was catching a dragon, and John went, oh, that's what it sounds like when you capture dragons.
And then,
capture dragon is a euphemism.
Yep. And I think it gets more complicated the higher you go, because there were some dragons I captured in the more advanced areas where it would every so often just stop giving you the WASD stuff and just hurl your cursor to the side and make you mash like the F key.
Really?
Establish that? Yeah, so I don't know how far that goes if that's the extent of it, but there's more to it at the higher level.
It's a full keyboard sensory experience.
Yes.
Sensory keyboard experience.
That's disgusting.
Yep. Why you said it.
Oh. And there's just such a great variety of dragons to capture.
Yeah, those were a lot of fun. And
yep.
It's just like
every
time
when we found a new one.
Yeah, it was something to look forward to as we progressed through the game was, what's over that next hill? What's the next kind of dragon we can capture?
That was part of the motivation behind my final night quest to fuck that volcano.
No, it's like, what? But, like, we've run into this problem in other MMOs where I will just hate it because I have no reason to continue. This game understood that and went, wait a minute, we have freaking dragons.
Dragons everywhere.
New dragon every few levels, they will love it. And that was enough to keep me going for quite a while.
Yeah, no, that's a good point with the motivation. It's just like, oh, do I keep playing until I can see the other forest level? Okay.
Oh my god,
it's a monster recolor.
It's like, oh man, that's a dragon that finally doesn't look like a bird.
But another thing, I've heard other people say that, like, they talk down to giving players access to flying mounts too early because then they just fly over the level and everything's trivialized.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, travel is trivialized, but, like...
Somewhat, but just fine in terms of scope and everything. But I think this game gets around that with their level design. Like,
yeah.
The scenery is portrayed in a way that's as very aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're flying around past all the enemies, it doesn't matter because you're still going, oh man, this is a really nice view.
It was built around that.
And the thing was as I'm flying around, I definitely many times pass by areas where I'm like, I want to check that out.
Yeah, it gave you good motivation to swoop down too.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
I think if your
complaint is super satisfying to do.
Yeah.
If your complaint is, oh, if we give them the slightest ability to do so, they're gonna skip over most of our game. Maybe consider
the fact that your game sucks.
That people ground are game desperately interesting
trying
enough.
To skip your game.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be your focus.
Wait, you want us to look inward on the actual design of our product?
Yes, we need to avoid the DC Universe Online problem. Make your levels interesting.
Which problem?
All that, the problems. Yep.
God.
That's not in scope.
We can't make a good game. That's not how this works.
It's not allowed. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
But yeah. Do we want to move on to box quotes?
Sure.
Do we want box quotes or do we want random quotes from people throughout the night?
Oh, definitely.
Because that has been requested now.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Some stuff out of context.
With no context whatsoever.
Wouldn't want it any other way.
Dragon Copter 4, all snowmen converted. The tree teleported me. Yes, that's how trees work. Fuck a backpack.
Do it. Fuck that backpack.
Keep fucking that backpack.
Best perpetual noob machine game we've done. That was from Brian.
Nice.
Brian. Did you not play Wolf Team? Was he not involved in that?
I don't know if he was.
Maybe he wasn't. No, he was gone. That's right. Alright, so I can forgive that indiscretion.
Okay.
Yeah, wasn't he vagranting at that point?
Yeah.
Probably. You're required to tell me if you're a dragon. Otherwise, it's entrapment.
That one was funny.
That one was me. I remember doing that.
Are you a dragon? You have to say if you're a dragon.
And our last one comes from Eric. I'm done with Christmas.
Hooray. All right,
that one actually had nothing to do with the game.
Eric's a Grinch. So, box quotes.
I got this.
Okay.
Hashtag dragons.
Sid. There's the door. Very cold outside.
I would say that, let's see. It's the game that Aeon really tried to be and failed miserably to do so.
Holy shit, did you see that trailer? The game's not that, but it's still pretty alright.
It's still pretty good.
Well, I think that pretty accurately summarizes our experiences.
The most fun you'll have not being metal.
Yeah, that was something I didn't like. But
yeah,
for all the metal in that trailer,
the music in this
game didn't have any of that.
However, it did afford me the opportunity to say a couple times to people that missed night one, when they would ask me how far they would have to get to catch up, and I would honestly reply, oh, you just need to kill the Dragon King.
Yeah.
Then you'll be fine.
That's the first boss.
And everybody's like, oh, is that all?
Yeah, that was like, what, a level 5 boss?
I use level 10, 12, somewhere in there.
Level 10.
That instance was kind of tough.
No, it wasn't.
I actually beat that instance before I knew what I was doing.
Alright. Maybe it was kind of tough because I kept falling down holes because I was trying to find all the plants so I could finish that quest before everybody else.
Gotcha.
Probably. That could be the case.
That sounds like you.
Yeah, that sounds like me. I do fall in holes. It's a chronic issue. Alright. Reviews?
We missed a segment.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, how much did you spend, Sid?
I spent $8.85.
What?
Nice.
Yes.
Oh.
That's why I had 4 dragon slots and for for storage.
Touche, Sid. I guess he did put 40 hours into it. $8 is pretty all right for a 40-hour
and
game.
And I still have, like, $4 of station cash sitting, so I only really spent the $4 or whatever.
That's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Plus, you have that for other shit.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll play another Sony Online Entertainment game.
Sure.
Maybe.
Before too long.
I might actually play this one a little bit longer.
Go for it. Live your crazy dream. Eric?
I spent $0 on this, but I was very tempted to spend a buck or two to open up more dragon slots. Because the pricing was just right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It is. And that really helps with the crafting, having the extra dragons to send out for all your crafting materials.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, yeah, that's another cool thing about dragons is, like, they are also your helpers from or your companions from Old Republic. You could send them out on crafting mat runs.
Yeah, that's nice. I like it when games let you do that. That's cool. I spent $5 on Marvel Puzzle Quest and not this. Does it count if I spent money on a different free-to-play game?
No, it doesn't, Bill. That's just a badge of shame you have to wear around your neck now.
Ever. I need to increase my roster fast. It's very important.
Sid, that implies that Bill knows about shame.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, then, yeah, that would be a problem.
And shame on you for thinking it. Did I use that right, Eric?
Huh?
Did I use that right? Okay. Did we miss any other segments, Sid?
I have no idea.
We haven't recorded this in like a year. I think we're good.
I guess the only thing that's left is to remind our listeners that our scale resets every year.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. We have cleansed our souls of the sins of the past. We already know what the best and worst games of 2013 is, so there is no reason to compare the games of 2014 to them. This is a blank slate scale, 0 to 100, 0 being Eric's opinion of February's game, 50 being Milk, the video game, and 100 being something that you would willingly play full retail price for, and play for
a year.
A year. So I think that's a fair assessment of 100 points still.
Yep.
You can't ask for anything more from a video game without being silly.
It'd be very silly.
So on that thought, who thinks they're going to give this the lowest score?
I think that's going to be you.
I think probably going to be Bill.
Yeah. Because I had to miss all the fun stuff. And maybe that's the reason why I didn't get the hang of the combat as well. I feel like if I cared more, there's probably more to that fighter class. But I also might have played the most straightforward class just because I wanted the biggest sword, which is a trap that I will fall into time and time again.
Every time.
Willingly, joyously.
It's not a bad trap.
No, it's not a bad trap at all. Sometimes it turns out to be a springboard that takes me straight into Valhalla, and that's great. It wasn't really the case this time. This time I just kind of rushed at things and died. And stole Eric's boots. And then...
Wait, son of a bitch.
Rushing at things and dying. No, I'm pretty sure that's what you do in every game, Bill.
Yeah, but it was less effective this time.
Usually
there's a blaze of glory involved. This time, there was a blaze of a single sword hitting the ground. So, all in all, I thought it was a cool game. I thought there was a lot of neat little things to it. Like I said before, the devs were obviously paying attention to what actually works in games rather than just being in an office working a spreadsheet to try to juice gamers for their money. They actually tried to make a thing worth playing. And I appreciate that. There's a lot of potential there, but I just didn't get to tap into any of it, and in the end, I was just kind of done with it. I didn't get to do all the neat little things. It just kind of wound up being an MMO, like most others, so...
It is still an MMO.
Yeah, it is still an MMO. It's not the prettiest thing. The graphics slider only goes up so far. The scenery was nice. The level design was pretty solid. It was all just, like, above average, but still standard stuff with some niceties sprinkled in. All in all, I'll give it a 65. Like, as far as games go, this one's fine. I dug it.
That's higher than I thought you were going to give it, actually.
That's because I give games higher scores than you.
It's true. This is true.
All right. Well, I will probably go next because I will probably give it. Well,
I don't know. I don't think you're beating.
Just go, Eric. Just go.
So, I thought that this game was definitely very earnest in what it tried to do. It succeeded in a lot what it was trying to do. Hampered a little bit by some of its free to play things, but not terribly. Like, it's no
Old Republic
by any means. I could see where if I actually was going to devote my more than a month of my time to this, that the pay structures were actually very valuable and forgiving and moderately priced. I definitely enjoyed the combat system a lot. I'm actually going to be holding that is like, if we could get that plus the elegance of Neverwinter's like kind of skill system, I think that would probably be the perfect MMO battle system for this, like, this generation. I think that would be tons of fun. I like the way that their quest layout was. It was a nice blend of kind of your standard quests plus your like Guild Wars 2-esque public quests.
Mm-hmm.
The little instance dungeons were kind of fun. I wish that their instance dungeons had a little bit more story and cinematics to them to kind of get you into the why you're actually going there instead of just being, oh, here's a little instance level. But they're fine. Let's see. Their crafting system could use some streamlining, but all in all, that didn't really affect the gameplay all that much, and there was a lot of depth to it, which was kind of neat, and a lot of depth to the itemization, like what Sid was talking about with the stuff that I didn't even find, but that was more of an interface issue and a training issue than the game itself. So I'm actually going to give this one probably a... I don't want to give it a 70, but I want to give it close, so I'm going to go to 69. It's just there. Almost there.
Well, you guys have covered most of the stuff I was going to talk about, so I'm just going to ramble for a bit here.
And then he might be wrong, because we covered all the stuff that's right.
Yes!
High five, Eric.
Sweet!
Well done, team. I don't know, this game did... had a lot of the tropes and design choices that normally just trigger all of my rage. Like, the quest boxes are the same quest boxes I've been complaining about for 3 seasons now. But a lot of those features didn't matter because within the this game just came on so strong and so well within, like, the first 20 minutes. Just rushes you out the door, go get a dragon, go have fun.
Fly a dragon, you like, shit-ass. Okay, sir.
It's just like, go out there, go find a dragon, get on it, and go fly around the world and maul things with it.
All around the world except
awesome.
Into that volcano.
I am completely on board with this. So I was too busy having fun to get angry at all of the stupid shit that it still carries over from the last few generations of MMORPGs. And there was always something over the hill to look forward to. The new dragon to get, I mentioned it earlier, but when you first start the game, they give you a little box that you can open at specific level intervals, and it'll give you new fancy equipment that looks kind of cool and is generally really useful at the level you get it. So that, combined with the way they've designed things in terms of the dragons, there's always something to look forward to and make you want to keep going just a little bit further over that hill. And that's not something we've seen from a whole lot of the games we've played. I really appreciate that. Just the dragon designs, oh man. Like,
yeah, most of them look like birds.
Well, most of the ones you encountered, I got a little further. There's some pretty neat ones out there. Like the ones, was it, Bill, was it you who found the ones that looked like,
That was Brian.
That was Brian finding the ankylosauruses?
Yep. Those things were amazing.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Not as amazing as the crocodiles. I laughed for like 10 minutes straight.
Speaking of crocodiles, there are apparently boss dragons that you can capture, and yeah. I did. And
nice.
When I figured that out, I was like, holy crap, that is a named big badass enemy, and I can ride that.
Yeah, I think I noticed battle. That. I think I tried to ride the Dragon King, and it told me I wasn't good enough yet. Yeah. And I was like, oh.
So you can come back and get it later.
Right.
Good enough yet?
Interesting. Yeah. You can come back when you're higher level and capture the first boss as your mount.
That's awesome.
Really cool. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Okay, that brings it up to 70.
It just makes me feel better about my 65. So.
Yeah. That said, it does have some problems. It's buggy as hell, and some people just straight up could not get the game to run at all.
Yeah.
It's still very much a Skinner box. It's a beautifully designed and well thought out Skinner box, but it is still a Skinner box. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I did not immediately punch the interface. It's not well designed, but it didn't trigger rage immediately. So
many bars and so many colors.
I know, but
fucking nonsense.
I don't know. I liked a lot of the itemization they had with the dragons. Like, you get new abilities by capturing dragons, and they have a completely separate MP bar, which I think offers potential for a lot of depth in the game design.
Especially considering that combo system, that's got to get crazy at some point.
Yeah. I don't know if it gets there, but there's potential there.
Yeah, they can patch it.
They should tap into that, and then maybe we'll see more of something like that in the future.
Keep playing and tell us about it in the year-end game if it turns out.
Well, if I don't get completely sidetracked by Street Fighter first, but
that can never happen.
We need to do that episode of Battling with Bob.
Oh, so everyone can hear Bob scream whether they're watching the episode or not? Yeah, that sounds great.
Nothing could possibly go wrong, but I don't know. Just things like that constant looking over the hill for the next dragon and doing things like integrating with Twitch. They've just done a lot that's good with this game, but it's still being held back by the fact that it's an MMO of yesteryear. So I don't think I can give it any higher than the 70.
Whoa.
Like, I had a lot of fun with this. This scratches the correct itch, and they're getting at least 5 points just for their trailers, because that was some goddamn brilliant marketing.
Yeah. This is the first time, I think, that you and Eric gave the same score after Eric adjusted. That wasn't like an 8.
Yes.
Sid and I like the same game.
The world is ending, Eric.
You hope. Well, Ragnarok is supposed to happen here, like, at the end of the month, so
Yeah, Ragnarok happens the day our ship leaves port.
Yep.
So,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're gonna just let you landies sort it out. We'll just come back after a week and see what's left. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, should be no problem at all.
Stabsolutely. So, Sid, what's the average on that? I can't.
We've got an average of 68.3. So we're starting off with a high mark that will immediately tunnel into the center of the Earth.
Oh God, yeah.
But before that,
we've always had strong Januaries, and I like that we have a tendency to save a game for a couple months to do so. I think that's definitely a thing that we should keep up.
Or at least try to.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, Dragon's Prophet. If you can get it to run, maybe run it for a little bit. See if that's your jam. Who gives a fuck? I don't know. Maybe Sid does.
That should be the box quote. Who gives a fuck? Maybe Sid does.
I sure as fuck don't.
Alright. Let's move on.
So, awards! Fuck,
Was
anybody metal?
I don't think so. The game wasn't metal enough for anybody to be metal.
Okay, so not that really. Rolls. That rolls. We never got into Dragon Combat, so we can't do the Fantasy Ace or some shit.
Fantasy Ace.
What else we got? Pokemon Master.
I'm pretty sure I cleaned up in that
one. Yeah, I think Sid's pretty good on that.
I had a full team going and a variety.
Just
and I was getting to the point where I was farming dragons to get them with the right abilities.
Oh god, Sid started breeding dragons.
Yeah, pretty much.
I only just now realized when I got to the noob screen that that was still a thing and also the perfect challenge to have happen. So congrats, Sid. I might actually give you something out of the prize box for that.
Gotta catch them all.
I mean, it's so rare that Sid actually does anything worthwhile.
It's very true.
Most awesome person? I'm leaving this up to you two, because I was not here nearly as much.
I don't know. Sid, any suggestions?
I kind of want to give it to Brian for screaming about dragon copters and just taking charge during the snowman fight.
All right, that's fine.
It was loud and entertaining.
I think I owe Brian another prize anyway, so it's less work for me. I'm game. Plus, Brian played a shitload off hours.
Yeah.
He's the reason why we abandoned it so fast in the last night, because he just sat there desperately waiting for the game to crash. So play something else.
Yeah, that's the other reason he's a good nominee is
he got us to not play the game that we were supposed to
play. No. He's was our go-to pilot before Eric joined in.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
He still would be if Eric was good at anything but piloting.
I probably am. I just don't want to try.
That's fair.
Should we maybe mention the game we've been banging on?
You guys should play Guns of Icarus with us.
Jesus Christ, get on that. It's like,
yeah, it's
$15 for a 4-pack?
And it's amazing.
I think it's $15 for a 1-pack, actually.
Whatever, it's worth it. It's a fucking phenomenal game.
I won't judge you if you wait until the spring break sale for a 4-pack, personally. That's fine. But
you need to get on this, because it's been an absolute blast.
It's co-op,
it can only get better with more people.
Dogfights where four people have to command one ship as chaotically as possible. And there's a harpoon turret, and it's great.
It's pretty phenomenal.
Eric, I need to fire that harpoon turret more. Get to level 4 so we can get on a better ship.
Okay.
Okay. Want to play that after this, by the way?
Yes. I've got to go play poker.
Lame, but okay.
It's a terrible excuse, but okay.
Your mom is a terrible excuse.
You leave my mother out of this.
Oh! Eric gets most awesome person.
Because I make fun of Sid's mom.
Just kidding. Congrats, Brian. I'm sure Brian can also make a Sid's mom joke. It's fine.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
I'm sure. So next month's poor decision. Next month, the pioneers say hello to a kitty online.
Sid, I hate you so much.
You know,
you signed off on this. I told you that this was happening, and you said okay.
We can't play high fantasy MMORPGs and shooters for every game we play on this.
I know, but we can try and play stuff that doesn't make me hate existence.
Eric, you wouldn't enjoy things if you didn't have things to hate. There is no light without darkness. We've covered this before.
You don't also have to specifically chase darkness. There's enough pain in this world, as it is.
This is the game that I have been wanting us to do since the word go. All right, it was going to happen. It was just a matter of time. Terrible person.
Everybody likes it.
Yes, I am a terrible person, but I'm okay with that.
This game is going to generate sales of Sid Ass Sid t-shirts.
Perfect.
There we go.
Yeah, I actually labeled the install folder Sid Ass Sid.
Awesome. Yep. That seems appropriate.
So, yeah, come play Hello Kitty online with us. It's great.
And by our monthly challenge for that one, our monthly challenge for that one is most likely to get banned.
Yep. Oh, man, I can totally win this.
Yeah, you can.
Race for banned.
Oh, yeah.
Get on that, people.
It's actually kind of a cultural event. The more people we get on that vent to just rage at this game, the more fun everybody's going to have. Nope. So I genuinely encourage everyone out there to get out there and experience this with us.
Yeah, I have been pushing pretty hard to get people into this one.
Yeah. So, seriously, show up. Come play this game. Thanks to everybody that came and played the last game, though, Dragon's Prophet. David, Ryan, and John, anybody else? Thanks for Rhea for trying as much as she did. That's nice, even though she didn't get to play. And Sid's Jeremy.
Yeah.
Person.
He tried so hard, but the game was just like, fuck you.
Yeah. That's the only metal part of the game is the installer. It's fucking brutal. Thanks to Shale Riley for the use of our theme song, Haters Unite, off the album Ultimate Songs from the Pit, which you can buy with station cash, so long as you convert it into real money first.
I don't think that's how that works, Bill.
I've studied economy before. It's true. I think that's all the thanks that I have to give, because I'm certainly not thanking Sid for shit. So until next time...
What the hell was that?
Fuck off, Sid.
Professionalism.
Tonight we will rain hell upon the sons of bosses with righteousness and scars.
So it was like 3 or 4 weeks before I first figured out, like, just by observation, how Garbage Day works.
Oh, that's so sad.
It was my first successful Garbage Day was this week. Pretty proud.
And soon Bill will become a garbage master.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, we're recording. So,
oh, are we?
Yeah.
All right. We'll put this on the special edition DVD outtakes.
Perfect.
Yeah, that assumes that you're going to edit this out at all.
I will. I pay attention to this show. This isn't like the SodaCast where I just hit record and then wait 5 minutes before I say anything.